Walking the Dog Theater returns for its sixth season at PS21's Tent for an evening of comedic short plays by contemporary American playwright David Ives. Long Ago and Far Away and other short comedy shows the verbal dexterity, the theatrical invention, and quirky humor that have made Ives popular with audiences and critics alike. His full-length play Venus and Fur recently had an award-winning run on Broadway. The show is up and running through July 21st, so this is last call for this wonderful theatrical piece. This morning we are joined by Judy Grunberg, president of PS21, and David Anderson, director of Walking the Dog Theater, to discuss their latest collaboration at the Tent. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Joe.
Good to see you, Joe.
It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure.
Bring a radio voice.
It was very seductive. I like that. Yeah, it was very nice.
I'm channeling different people.
So before we talk about the production as specifically, let us talk, Judy, about PS21 and the incredible season that you've had so far and will continue to have.
Well, thank you, Joe, for asking. This is our eighth season.
Wow.
Under the Tent in Chatham. We've had a wonderful variety of things so far. We've had Tony Trischka, we've had Zali Drissa Sissoko in choral music, we've Eugene Drucker playing Bach, we've had Hudson Air radio plays, which actually David was involved in, and now we come to one of our favorite points of the season, the play and the collaboration with Walking the Dog. And then I will mention just the continuation that we have amazing. We have five dance events coming up in August, and people should go to the website to see all that. And I might, if we have time, I'll mention some later. And then we have a wonderful comedy soloist, Hilary Chaplin. She's sort of a Lucy Ricardo Little Tramp hybrid solo performer coming up next Saturday on the 27th.
It is, it's a wonderful, wonderful season. Part of that season, of course, as has been the case for many years, is theater, and this year it's Long Ago and Far Away and other short comedies. And David Anderson, tell us a little bit about how you picked David Ives and to do these particular pieces at the Tent.
Well, we were looking at, we actually went to see the All in the Timing, Judy and I and Susan Davies and another friend went to see it in the city, which was just recently playing. David Ives is sort of coming in vogue again. I also saw Venus and Fur, and I realized in seeing that, I've worked with his plays before, but when I saw Venus and Fur, I thought, oh, there's more than I even thought to David Ives. And then when we met, we wanted to do comedies. So he suddenly came up, I think pretty much right from the start, mm-hmm. as somebody that we all, whose humor we appreciate and who's quirky and playful and also incredibly timely. We were struck, even plays that were written in the 90s, some of these were really relevant right now. Captive audience I'm thinking of right now. One play which is talks about how the television can see. It's about a television that can see you and feedback your life.
I feel that.
It's the phobias of the 21st century that we all have, that we're being watched by everything, I think.
Well, apparently there's these, televisions are being made now with these boxes installed. There's a patent out on that, where the televisions can do facial recognition and voice recognition. So they see who's in the room and what commercials to play.
Right.
All right, that's scary. Right. What has it been like to put these works together?
Well, really blessed. We have four actors from last season. Actually, Nancy's been, I can't remember how many seasons now, but Nancy's been.
Nancy Rothman.
Rothman, that's right. And all four actors have worked together before. So it was a bit of a love fest the first 2 weeks. We worked together for 4 weeks. And I knew when we found these plays, or we chose these plays, I thought of these four actors immediately. And that's Gabriel Rodriguez, Josephine Elwood, Glenn Barrett, and Nancy Rothman. And these are all actors with wonderful comedic talent. And that's the overriding gift to this production, is that almost everyone who loves it, and everyone, only people who talk to me about it, love it. So, and they always love the acting, because these guys just know how to do slapstick. They know how to do, they have such versatility.
Right.
So that's what's been the most charming.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Nancy got here. Nancy, I didn't believe you were going to get here. Hello. Nancy, I'm Dr. Fritz. I am Dr. Fritz. Want to buy souvenirs?
This is Judy channeling Nancy, channeling Dr. Fritz.
This chair is only for Dr. Fritz. Anyway, Nancy is wonderful. We'd hoped that she would join us today and do a little of her voice. So I felt, you know, I had to do a little. And there's some.
Well, I'm glad you did.
That's right.
I will not
soon
forget
Dr.
it.
She plays Dr. Fritz. She plays Dr. Fritz. Want to buy souvenirs? Anyway.
She has an incredible
Fritz,
voice.
Apparently.
I don't know. I have become a huge fan of David Ives over the last year. When David and I went to the city with our administrator, Susan, to see All in the Timing, it may be not everybody's cup of tea, but then nothing is everybody's cup of tea, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So, and it's a lot of people's cup of tea and their cup of coffee as well. Mm. And their deodorant.
Definitely caffeinated.
And their, yes, coffee, deodorant, and what was the other thing that, he has in
love.
Common?
Love.
In common with Degas. Oh, yes, right.
It is interesting to me, David, when you think about presenting short comedies and what that is like for you as a director. Is there a special challenge in that?
Oh, yeah. First of all, the order, which plays to put together, that is challenging. One play is particularly challenging because we initially started out calling it a comedy, but we really can't call it a comedy. That's a long ago and far away. It's many more layers than that. Yes, it was. I found it challenging because you don't get to dig into one thing and excavate some depth on a one journey. You've got many little journeys. But what I loved about it is Judy and I both have this sort of sanguine temperament, which means that you're never stuck in a play for very long. So you have one play, one little taste. And what's nice about these, they're all so many different flavors. You get one little thing, and then you get another thing, and each of them has a little something. And so that's been fun. But it is, I guess it's challenging in that you don't have one overarching arc that you're playing with, but many little arcs.
Right. And a real challenge for the actors who have to very, very quickly change their character, their mood, their accents, within a few seconds, not to mention their clothes. So, that's a quick change.
Mm.
What else can we say about it? Yes.
Well, what has the reaction been from audiences?
Oh, they love it. I mean, people, they laugh. So that's, I guess, a good sign.
Yeah.
Since we're calling it comedies, if it were a tragedy, a bit tragic. But the audience has been, so far, so good. We actually did something we've never done before. So we had previews, and I didn't find that a few of the plays were working quite. And I've never done so much rework after previews as with this play. So previews had one play, and we completely redid the end. Actually, maybe we shouldn't put any players out there.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that.
Anyway, we reworked them completely in a way that we've never done before. So the response has been different since. Actually, some people, people said they liked it before, but people now who've come twice say they like it better. So apparently we've made improvements.
David Ives, are you listening?
we didn't change any words.
We just changed
how we
interpreted the ending. That's right.
And when you think of how this fits in, I mean, you've done everything from, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I mean, you've done Our Town, you've done Greek Tragedy, you've done
classics.
Hamlet,
classics, like, everything.
Off,
I mean, so this.
Soup to Nuts, right.
So this really fits in, I mean, more contemporary certainly, but fits into that overall mission.
Nothing excluded sort of mission, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. It does, definitely. I mean, we love comedy.
Right.
We've done a few comedies already. There at PS21. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's nice to change up, too.
Right.
I mean,
after
Chekhov last year, it's nice to do something a little lighter.
But I'd like to mention that the theme of PS21 this year, the overriding theme, is comedy. And you know how it is in the summer when it's sticky and it's hot, and maybe you don't want to, trudge through a big tragic drama where everybody, kills themselves at the end or whatever, unless it's meant to be funny. So we have coming up our themed movie series. We have a different theme every year. We've had families, we've had food last year, but this year it's comedy. And so I just want to mention a few, because out of a list of maybe 200, we had to narrow this down to 8 of the great classic comedies of all time. So and this goes on from Monday, August 5th through Tuesday, August 13th. Sleeper, The Jerk, Mr. Bean, Kind Hearts and Coronets, A Shot in the Dark, Mon Oncle, The Producers, This is Spinal Tap. I mean, they're just...
good stuff.
Yeah, they are really good stuff. Mm. So, and, you know, of course, we continue our... the movies are always free. We continue our Tuesday night music and dance films. And by the way, David, I didn't tell you this. And Joe, I didn't tell you this either. By chance, the film Cover Girl that we showed on last Tuesday has... it's the original Long Ago and Far Away song, and it's sung by Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth. Who knew that?
Wow.
I mean, how perfect was that? We just...
and it appears twice in a week then.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And they... I didn't know. And it's... who wrote that song? It's very... Joe, you must know.
I don't
know. He's a famous... one of those famous guys from the 40s.
One of those famous
guys. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you put me on the spot a little bit,
gosh.
Judy, but that's okay. I can't think of it off the top of my hand.
Okay,
that's all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't either. Ooh, maybe I could.
So after this show ends, then still a lot going on, and your season goes through...
oh, it goes through Parsons Dance for their 8th season with us. Is the last just before Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, actually, of Labor Day weekend. But we have Rubber Band Dance. We have Monica Bill Barnes. We have Pearson Widrig. I mean, and then we have a collaboration with Dance Oh My, which is actually going to be critical response to works in progress, where the audience gets to, you know, there's kind of an interchange between the audience and the dancers, from what I understand, and I believe it's a free event, and that's on August 18th. So, and then if we have time, one more thing, we have community concerts. Where we invite families to come at 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings. We had Chandler Travis, who I believe was at the Linda at one point. Is that true?
I believe so.
For the first one, and we have Berkshire Bop with a tribute to Thelonious Monk on Sunday, July 28th. And we have the Buzzards on August 25th. So, you know, and then...
a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. There really is.
All right. It's ps21chatham.org to find out more information. Go to the website. Find out about the incredible dance and theater and film and all the wonderful things that are going on. ps21chatham.org. And also, don't forget that you can see this incredible show that is now running through July 21st, Long Ago and Far Away and Other Short Comedies by David Ives. And it is a it'll be at the 10th through the 21st. And you can also find out more information about Walking the Dog Theater by going to WTDtheater.org. Judy and David, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much. A delight. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck for the remainder of the season.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you
so much. It's always a pleasure coming here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.